Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Humans, after 12 years, we have parted ways with the corporate networks. We are taking it to the next level with our own independent platform, ImprovForHumans.com. We're not just continuing the show. We have created a hub for you all to go deeper into the craft of improv with me, Brett, and all the guests that you love so much from Improv for Humans, along with a ton of new exclusive podcast and content. Not only will you still find new ad-supported episodes available free every week, as always, but now, with our new Rule of Four subscription, only $40 for a year, $4 a month, you get ad-free new episodes every week with bonus scene, exclusive access to the entire back catalog. That's over 600 episodes, all ad-free. Four brand new improv education podcasts I call Professor Besser, where I will break down classic Improv for Human scenes, take questions from the members-only Discord, explore, debate the craft with other improv experts. Have you heard me talk with Will Hines and Ian Roberts yet? And I have also uploaded my vault of VHS tapes from the Stone Ages, the 90s, the early aughts, featuring tons of never seen footage, as well as what I believe to be the greatest comedy movies that I will share with you with other guests. Sketches, performances, stand-up bits. Wait till you see this all on Professor Besser. Plus, I have this whole other feed, The Best Taste in the Universe, where I deep dive with guests on music and sci-fi. On that, just whole separate feed, but it's all part of the Rule of Four subscription. Plus, you get all four of our premium limited series Brett and I made with all-star casts, including Stolen Idea, My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, The States of Perfection, and Besser versus the Audience. And for the first time ever, all of our content can be listened to virtually any podcast app. Gone are the days of needing separate apps to get all this stuff. The sign-up process could not be easier. It just takes one step, one tap to import each of our feeds into your app, and then you can just listen like any other show. All this for $4 a month individually, or $40 for an entire year. That's 2 months of savings. Humans, $40 for 1 year right now. Humans, you know, leaving the corporate network I mentioned earlier, that makes producing a podcast with three paid guests not as easy, but it is a labor of love for Brett and I. By subscribing, not only are you allowing us to make new episodes, you're supporting our ensemble and empowering all sorts of new content that's already up for you to take a taste of. Just for $4, go taste it, humans. If nothing else, you won't have to hear this message again. So go to improvforhumans.com and sign up now.
Welcome to Improv for Humans, the annual 420 special featuring John Gabriel, Colton Dunn, and John.
I love the prison parts.
Yeah.
Yes, the other parts I thought really were good. Like everything on the home planet I
on
thought
Andor?
Was like
on Boba Fett.
Andor.
We gotta start.
Andor?
Yes. The morning bell planet I didn't love.
Yeah. Mandalorian, Andor, Boba Fett.
I thought.
Are you ranking?
Are we talking about Andor? Andor, Boba Fett. But now Ahsoka.
Andor.
What about Ahsoka? Therefore, Andor. Andor.
So you're just checked out of the Star Wars like TV universe.
I watch it all.
No, but I'm just saying like you're not on board with
He likes Andor.
I liked Andor.
Okay.
I liked the sort of
welcome to Proper Humans with Matt Besser. That is me. Johnny G's here and Johnny G. And Colton D.
Yo, it's the D, baby.
Brett M.
Brett Morris. M. Yeah. It's like the last line of a haiku. You yeah. just know it's over. Johnny G, Collie D, and Brett M.
Period.
But of course, Maddie B. Yeah, JG's think alike.
Woo! So, this is the 420 episode. We have... what's that?
Respect.
Respect indeed. Lorenz.
Put a little respect on that date.
We got some farm cut going.
Yeah, we bust out that air bloom from CBX that I picked up this morning. I drove 80 miles an hour here to make sure I made it on time for some reason. I was like, oh, this is wide open. I better make up time since I had to buy weed. The earliest I've ever been in a dispensary, 10 a.m. Oh, you guys are open?
Let's cut to that.
Hey, you run. So what's wrong with the place?
All right. You don't need to do this. Sorry. Are you guys closed?
Here's our money.
Here's the weed, man.
Here's the weed.
I want to give you my money and get weed from you guys. Commerce, you know?
You're a guy here to
kidnap
buy
us.
Weed?
I'm here. Sex traffic us? Oh, whoa. No.
You're going to sex traffic me?
Nah, dude. I left Hollywood
Jeremy,
years ago.
You say that to way too many people.
Are you sure you don't want to sex traffic me?
Put your shirt down.
Why are you here so early, man?
I'm here to buy weed.
That's suspicious.
I know it's weird that I'm up so...
Did you not smoke last night?
I mean, I did smoke last night, but I smoked early.
You cop!
This is way weird. Fishy, dude.
It's 9:45 a.m.
Good morning, you guys. I brought lattes like I always do.
Oh, my God! Get out! The lattes are so
out of my face!
For what?
Oh, my God! The weed is burning up in the hot coffee.
Oh, the chick with the septum ring threw hot coffee in my face.
He's just a dude here, suspiciously.
Why are
early.
You guys
and he's
gonna, open?
He said he's taking me to Uganda.
I did not say that.
No?
That is such a specific type of sex traffic you're after.
Not really.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It all goes through Uganda. It's a big hub.
You gotta be kidding me.
Hey.
Nice. High five. Up top.
That was good. That was good, bro. That was good. You gotta give it up.
Still suspiciously
good. Why are you guys so confused by me coming early? You guys are open, right?
Inventory. Yes. This is inventory.
Oh, so you're not open.
I don't know.
I didn't mean open. If I'm trying to come in the door when you're closed, I understand your suspicions. But if you are open for business,
we've never had anyone here this early.
but you are open.
Yeah.
Okay. So technically, we have to be open by law.
We were open. Well, let's be honest, guys. We were open.
I would like an eighth of an indica dominant hybrid. Top shelf is good.
It did all burn up, unfortunately.
Yeah, the coffee was really hot.
You might have missed that part. You were.
I think I did because I had gotten coffee in my face. So I was bugging
through the door.
Yeah.
All we have is this new stuff. Have you heard of the THC CBDV?
It's a virus.
We got it. We're quarantined here. Now you got it.
Oh, shit. Shit, man.
We weren't open.
Man.
I was wrong when I said we were
trap.
Open. We're quarantined.
Do you have any food? Virus.
Do I have any food?
Yeah. We got cotton mouth bad.
Oh, because you guys have been.
These Starbucks cups, we reuse those. She just made coffee in the back so we can pretend we're living life normally.
I didn't pick up lattes on the way here. I made them in the back.
And
I see that damn hand
explain what the new thing is.
this new quote unquote thing, and I don't know, I have yet to like do some testing on myself, but the THCV,
the scientist,
is another endocannabinoid in the family of THC, CBD, CBN, CBG, all that shit.
Okay.
I just got fucking dizzy saying that many letters.
TBD.
You were spinning around while you were doing it.
THC, THCV. I'm like Beauty and the Beast over here. But THCV.
Are they paying you to read this?
No.
Okay.
No, I did get a free, I did get a free gift set of
why
different THCV products, which is
you didn't introduce them.
Yeah, why did I have to sign something?
That's my
today?
That's my doppelbanger. It's a guy who looks like me that I fuck.
Oh, that's not a term I'm familiar with.
I just learned about it this week, so it's fresh.
We cut to later when the real Gabrus goes into the bathroom. Hey, hey, guy in the corner, doppelbanger.
Hey, yeah, what is it?
Oh,
whoa!
So sorry, I don't have, I don't have all. Hey. I don't have any of the real Gabrus's like 20 years of trying not to talk like this.
Doppelbanger, so, doppelbanger.
Don't say it three times.
That's true.
Then you gotta fuck them.
You're almost my.
I know.
You just said it. You said it, man.
That well, seems like you really
question.
Want to.
Does it work? Does it work for me too?
It sort of does. You know, like
sort of.
Sort of.
Explain that.
Mythology
you sort of look like the real
Gabrus.
You can fuck me and get this a similar thrill, but if you look exactly the same, that's where the thrill, real thrill is.
Okay, so I'm allowed to fuck.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to, I'm game.
Okay.
I'm obviously kind of into getting fucked by bearded brunettes.
Well, I didn't
you
know.
Call boys brunettes? I always get shit for this.
We cut to Gabrus coming back from the...
Sorry, I was in there.
No.
What the fuck, man?
Leave me alone.
I was gone for 45 minutes and this started happening.
Doppelbanger.
Get off of him.
Hey,
we cut to Uganda, a laboratory facility where they're doing DNA construction of doppelbangers.
All right, you guys, keep up production. Of course, I'm the one guy who's not from Uganda.
Well, I'm from Uganda. But I have this accent.
Right?
Yeah. This is being recorded, right, sir?
Okay. I am also from Uganda.
Oh, thank God.
I am the CEO.
And
but I'm white.
That would be the crazy thing to get canceled for. I guess he was doing a white scent.
A white Ugandan?
So, Gabrus, what is the V?
THCV is an endocannabinoid that they think has some psychoactive effects, but not the appetite stimulant, but more of an appetite suppressant. People call it like, this is what's crazy.
Diet weed.
But this is exactly.
it's like
truly,
Wegovy
that's why a lot of like the
Ozempic.
Cannabis. Yeah, exactly. Like a lot of the cannabis people are like, is this their fucking, this is the Ozempic of weed. They're trying to like, and it does feel a little bit like they're like, shit,
you look so thin.
We need to get more people smoking. Yeah. I'm trying it for the first time and I feel insane.
Careful, man. A car's coming. You look great, though.
So it's supposed to be an appetite suppressant, a focus. Like, they put it in, like, focus gummies and shit
smart
like that.
Weed.
Yeah.
They put an appetite suppressant in gummies?
But doesn't...
Ice cream?
Doesn't it feel...
You don't want to be hungry after you eat our weed hot dog.
Weed mashed potatoes are filling me up.
I have no appetite after eating that
like
big bowl
anything.
Of weed mashed potatoes. It's only 5 milligrams. It's two huge Tupperware of mashed potatoes. No, but it just feels like they're trying to like widen the umbrella of pot smokers.
Sure.
They're like, well, if this gets 8 more people to go like, well, I only really smoke THCV, you know. But I will say, I took 10 milligrams of THCV and THC like in a gummy form, like a split, and
yeah.
I did have a fun production.
productive afternoon. I jerked off 11 times.
I ate half a donut.
A libido enhancer.
Just one quarter less hungry.
I feel like kind of connected, but and this might just be because I'm older, but there's a lot of times where people will make an argument like, man, it looks like they're just trying to sell this to more people. And I think I'm at this age now where I go, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. I don't know why anybody would be surprised or critical of, like, yeah, man.
We cut to a lemonade company. And guys, it's a new year. And I just think as a goal, maybe this year I'm going to put it up here on the board. I think we should try to sell more lemonade to more people.
Oh, danger zone, Bruce. Okay. Danger
zone. That means changing some things.
When we hired you for outside the box thinking, this is not the kind of bullshit we were expecting. Yeah. What the fuck is this idea?
Well, I see.
I'm sorry. Like, this PowerPoint, sell more lemonade to more people, profits up, customers up. What the fuck
is this, dude?
What is this, Matthew?
You think we're sellouts?
I'm thinking if.
This is country time, dude. This is fucking country time.
Well, that was one of the things I wanted to talk about. Have you considered selling country time in the city?
No.
What?
That's
in city grocery stores, convenience stores, country time lemonade.
Gross. No. Oh, like Arizona when they blew out to the other 49 states?
Yeah.
And look what happened to them.
Look what happened.
What about California pizza?
Which one is that?
Is that the one that's like not even real pizza? It's just like random shit put on.
Is that really in a lot of places?
Yeah.
I guess I went to it in Connecticut once. This is neither here nor there. We refuse to sell country time lemonade in city time. We refuse in city.
California. California has city and country. They could be anywhere.
You just said it. City time lemonade.
Okay.
Sounds just
now we're back on board.
Okay.
Now we're listening. Yeah. Now that it can be sort of my idea by accident.
I like this guy.
As the boss, I'm on board.
We cut this to a kind of outside the box taste test at a state fair. Sir, would you like to test the new city time lemonade?
You say to me?
I said, sir.
What?
We're giving away, we're having a sample.
I didn't come to a county fair to sample. I'm sorry. I spilled your lemonade.
Yeah, you knocked over both samples, sir. But we got plenty of it here. Okay, we have a new. Have you ever heard of Country Time Lemonade?
Sure.
Well, we have new City Time, and we're going to see which one you like more. Would you like to do the taste test?
Okay, not really, but I feel embarrassed that I knocked over your stuff, so I'll.
You did. We cut back to later when he's returning to his wife at their house. He still has it. He seems really still upset.
Honey, where have you been?
I went to the county fair, as I said.
Yeah, I know, but you're just going to sell a pig and come right back. What happened? You were there for hours.
Selling a pig at the county fair ain't quick.
Okay, I mean, it's something going on. You can just tell me.
All right. Well, I sold the pig, and I was walking back to the truck with all my earnings.
Mm-hmm. Our earnings.
Our, of course, because we...
The farm. We both work the farm.
My daddy's
farm. I raised
farm,
that pig.
I raised that pig.
The last time... when's the last time you went into the pigsty? When's the last time you cleaned the pigsty?
Last time I cleaned the pigsty was... You're going to make me get the calendar, okay? Okay.
You're going to have to get one of the older ones, because it wasn't this year.
not in March, but I did... And remember back in Christmas, I gave the horses extra hay. Okay.
Let's just not get into this fight again.
Okay. Mom, so Dad, why are you guys having one of your intense tomatoes?
Get back out there in the field! Get back out there in the field!
It's not even your farm. It's Dad's farm.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
That's right. It's Daddy's farm. And Daddy's going to do things a little differently now because I found out about a product called City Time Lemonade.
What?
We're turning this farm into a skyscraper.
What?
I'm tired of this country shit.
I want to build up. Two-time lemonade.
Wow, profits are rolling in here at City Time Country Time.
Who would have thought that the country fucking hicks would have loved City Time Lemonade?
But apparently there's some complaints out there.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
That's a true broadcaster, ladies and gentlemen. Today we mourn the death of John Gabriel, a true American broadcaster.
Do you think I should have sat closer to the fucking producer engineer for him to notice? So for the record, while Gamberling was playing the farm dad, Brett went up to fill up his water, walked past and picked up his microphone because Gamberling's microphone was pointing straight down.
Straight down.
And I was like, what a fucking idiot in my head. In my head. And then for the first few minutes of this scene, I was talking into the bong I just smoked out of instead of the microwave microphone. This DHCV ain't working. Oh, wait, I'm not smoking that.
You've reached your final form.
Yeah, I'm literally speaking into a... Now, there you go. Oh, fuck. Get at me,
so
sure.
Funny.
Get at me, sure, Mikes. I want a bong mic combo. The SMB 420, yeah. Man.
Oh, my God.
No wasted neck movement.
The only XLR bong.
I can't believe that shit.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
It's going to have this weird echo on
when
it.
When I first joined Earwolf, they told me that not to bother anyone with the mics, like if there was a problem.
What?
Which was, it's like the dumbest advice ever. But they said, like, to be really discreet, you can write a little note on a post-it.
That is
more
annoying.
And then hand it to people, which is way more attention grabbing.
And it's also what do you want me to do?
The whole table goes, what the fuck's happening? As you pass the note down. And then I remember it worked a couple times. I think it was Adam Pally, actually, that I wrote, like, can you get closer to the mic? He wrote back and handed it to everyone, to me. Fuck you.
Yeah, he's the best guy to deal with. Yeah, something like that.
That was my introduction. It's like, I'm just going to fix it myself.
Yeah. Everyone who records at Earwolf is like, or mostly improvisers back then. You could have easily just moved a mic
there,
in their face.
Yeah. Who there would have been like pulled some weird diva shit and been like,
you don't touch my, whatever the fuck this is on
Paul
the table.
F. Tompkins is like furious that.
Yeah.
So we see an interrogation.
Nice, bro.
Going on. It's been going on for like
sorry,
Gabrus
is now smoking out of the microphone.
Yeah, Jesus. Get at me, man. Guys, SMB 75.
We have electronics on our hands.
I don't feel like I gotta eat though.
That's the Air Bloom. I know Matty B likes his CBX, so we got CBX is doing this new set of strains, Air Bloom, like based on old fashioned, not old fashioned strains, but older timey strains. Not old timey either.
Classic. Oh, I didn't realize that was Cannabonics company.
Yeah, that's why. The box is still over there if you want to give it a look. That's why I got it for you, bro.
Nice. Nice.
It's the Kush Bubba Kush. Fuck it. Kush Bubba Kush. All right, let's take some calls.
All right, we were at a... Wasn't there an interrogation going on?
Hey, what's up?
Or what?
Hey, what's up?
No idea. To find out what the premise was?
Wait.
What was the premise?
We got to take some calls.
Hey, what's up, Improv for Humans 420 episode?
Hey, how you doing, man? Thanks so much for calling in.
Long time, first time. I just want to call up and say, love what you guys are doing. But what was that interrogation scene you guys never
sir,
got
we're going to have to go. We're going to have to let you go. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Next caller.
Brad, I can't believe that's working. Thanks for hooking that up. Next caller.
Hey, I think we got disconnected.
Oh, wow.
I was breaking up. I was driving through
a
tunnel.
We got it. We got to explain this, guys. This is actually a pretty sad story.
Yeah.
We going to tell them?
We did do the scene.
Sometimes you hear a scene and I can't completely edit it out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
if you really
it's really sad story.
Yeah, we're having it's kind of.
Well, I'm driving
so
to my
far.
Dad's funeral right now, so a sad story. You know that might be like a good warm up.
You like that?
You listen to a comedy show driving your dad's funeral?
Well, I call. Yeah.
Are you playing us during the eulogy? Is this on live?
No. This is just I'm in the first car in the procession, and I'm blasting the Improv for Humans 420 episode. Love it. Live. Told everyone else to try.
What was your dad's name?
Terry.
Shout out to Terry.
Terry. Everybody.
Big T.
Terry.
Last name?
Garcia.
Last name?
Yeah, it's unfortunate his last name is just M.
Oh, Terry M.
Boring. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, but that's sad.
How'd he die? How'd he go out? Oh.
Sure, we want
suicide.
To
suicide by
cop. Wow, dude, you gotta tell us about this.
He wanted to die with the heroes.
Yeah.
How hard was it? Like, was it?
It was wild what he did. Yeah, he grabbed a local congressman.
Can
yes.
You check your text message real quick.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Oh, okay. He's saying to turn down the radio in the background of my car. Thank you.
Your dad? He's texting you?
I think so. No, someone named, they're in my email is Brett. Or they're in my text. Okay, let me turn
this
down.
Your email?
Yeah, sorry. My texts go to my email because I don't want to get them popping up on my, I'm driving, remember? So he asked me to read a text while driving to my father's funeral. Yeah. Okay, I've got it fixed. What was I telling you guys? How my dad died by suicide by cop?
Yeah, we were good. Well, you said it was the craziest thing.
It's so crazy.
And that's hard to do because some cops, you know, yeah, it's easy. They're ready
to
go.
A bar where now he's flirting with some ladies telling the same story.
Yeah, so he grabbed some congressman out while he was at the grocery store and put a gun to his head. Like, it was a toy gun, but, you know, the congressman and the police nearby and the Secret Service didn't know that.
Say more.
Another round of drinks for you guys?
I think, I guess I'll get, this is my round. Two more Cosmos, and you want another basket of mozzarella sticks? She's gotten one every round.
Order them if you want, because the kitchen is closing.
better get the wings, too.
Okay, yeah, so what? Just so you, put that on my card, please, yeah.
Are you going to share?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to share? You've ordered a couple of things and not sharing.
You didn't order anything.
I know, but it is a bar. It's kind of bar food. And every time
it's not free food.
I'll chip in if you want. Do you want me to chip in some money?
No.
Hey, they're playing the video of that guy trying to grab the congressman on the news.
Oh, it's pay. Hey, I let you guys talk to each other for a second over there, but this, you don't have to, I don't have to tell you the story. You can watch it now. It's on hard copy.
Here we see Congressman Johnson leaving from his Senate meeting. Why he was at the Senate, I don't know, but.
Later in the women's room.
Which one of us is going to fuck him? That was a great story. And it was backed up by seeing it on TV.
I mean, why do we have to choose?
That's true. We've never had a three-way together, though.
Well,
is it awkward?
Not if you eat my pussy while I suck his cock.
You see, is this the kind of thing we have to settle now or later?
I'm up for any of it. I guess if you have hang-ups, tell me.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Are you guys going to be in here long talking? I'm trying to hold it.
You're trying to hold
it's
it.
Okay, let it out.
Yeah, we're
go ahead. Let it out.
We're just deciding how to fuck this guy. Oh. He told a really good story parallel to a hard copy. Oh.
That's, I know, Terry M. Jr.
Later in the three-way. Okay, stop. Time out.
What?
Just the two.
We agreed on certain things that's not happening now.
Okay, well, we didn't say one way or another on nose up the cunt. So let's work it out now. Are you okay?
I'm sorry,
you
don't have never to do stuck this, my you know. Nose this far.
Like, you can't. I mean, are you doing it or not?
Hey, I kind of let you guys talk to each other over there for a minute. Yeah. I'm still pretty fucking hard if you want to keep ripping.
Wait a minute. You didn't have that dialect before.
Which dialect? Oh, no.
Are you a doppelbanger or the real thing?
We the closet opens where the cuck clone is. I'm so sorry. I like to watch myself, but I can't get hard
we
anymore.
We cut to a lab in Uganda.
Well, I don't understand why you don't like the cuck clone pivot.
I'm
it
so
brings
tired.
In more customers.
I'm so tired of these white bosses coming to Uganda.
It's a wider umbrella.
And scene.
Wow.
We figured out what the V means.
We learned what
oh,
I feel like we've sort of
was.
Done it. How long have we been recording?
Brett's going to hit record now. Pass Brett a note that says press record.
And then Brett takes off his
Google, his like Apple Vision Pro, and we're all just yes. fake. He gets up and makes a sandwich.
Man, this new simulator is triggering. It's just like work.
This sucks.
I gotta get back. Why did Apple make this product?
This game sucks. It's just like
spatial
my work.
Computing.
Have you guys in the real world seen these people just, I definitely saw them at South by Southwest, and I've seen video of them on a subway, but guys with VR.
Haven't seen it. Oh, well, you know, I have seen VR work. At airport, but this was before Apple Vision Pro, but just like regular, like, you know, the so old stupid. School VR glasses, you know, that people play or watch a movie on. You know,
but that's I mean, cool. Like that's a dude pretty... in the middle of the street. No, like,
I haven't seen that yet. I haven't seen somebody using the pass through like with Apple.
A lot of them feel like they're staged anyway. When you see them, I did see a really funny stage one. Like, someone was like, "This guy is doing it all wrong," and it's a selfie. But in the background, at the Sphere, is a guy with the Apple Vision Pro on at the Sphere in Vegas. It feels like a very funny place to be wearing VR.
Maybe it's enhanced. Maybe I know. They have like a deal with the Sphere. If you wear your Apple Vision Pro, you get more visuals.
The one positive people have said about Apple Vision Pro, which is crazy to me, is that it's a fun way to watch movies. They like watching movies.
100%.
Because it's like you're fully like inside a theater. It like traps you in there.
It's just
but you
so...
can do that on other VR. Too.
Yeah, yeah. You don't necessarily you don't need Apple Vision for that.
And it's just the weight of it. Like, you know, I'm the kind of guy who like the first thing that comes out, I want to get it. But this was one where I was like, there's no way I could be the first one. Because I did get the Oculus years ago, the very first one. You can't even like use it now because of the way that it's worked out, updated software. But
God.
I mean, and during the pandemic, I'd watch movies with my friends with it. Like I'd wear it and sit in the movie theater. But that was like about it. That was like the coolest thing. The games, like you play them after 10-15 minutes. It's just a dumb game.
Just like arcade games, yeah.
Yeah.
And it always just makes me sick. Like I can't if I do it enough, I just feel like headachy and sick for the rest of the day.
Yeah. I need to give myself the ability to like stop playing games. You know what I mean? And like I think the VR would be like one more level.
Have you ever done like an Oculus or?
I've done it like but only like briefly. Okay. And it was early on where like the coordination wasn't I had like the little fucking glow stick microphone things in my hands and shit. It didn't work the way out. It didn't work.
I wish that the Apple Vision Pro still had like some crazy fucking hand sticks you had in the wall.
Like people are just like urban hiking around with like fucking ski poles where they're glowing and shit.
How about you?
Yeah, you've been silent.
You've been so quiet. Do you have like a whole setup downstairs or something?
I've never done
it. He's got the lawnmower
once.
Man
rig. You haven't done any VR home gaming or anything?
No, definitely not gaming. I've had, I had some guy try to convince the UCB to have VR teaching, and he showed me these scenarios that were hilariously, it was like, saying I have this amazing thing being shown a light bright, but it was
I remember years ago because in the VR you can go like to different rooms and people do shows, and there was a guy doing an improv show, and I like went in and I like oh my God. And I like watched it, and you see these two characters, but it was all like little kids, so like somebody would be like, you know, I'm the mayor, and everyone would be like, fuck you fucking suck, you know. But I remember friending that guy, and then I was like, that's so funny because I remember I was going to talk to you about it. I was like, what I thought about it, I was like, I'm not talking about this. I was like, it would be interesting if somebody like got a space in VR and put on like a real improv
like
show.
Thursdays at 9:30.
Yeah, in you Meta. Go in, yeah, and you would go in and actually see this, but like with a UCB does it is there that night, so you could control it a little bit more.
So there's one thing that you're like, whatever, human avatars on the VR stage where avatars watching. That's one thing. This guy was trying to sell me on you can become the characters, but he only had like three scenarios. So it was like, here's my one was a pirate scenario. That's the one I really remember. And maybe another one was a farm scenario. So it was like
this Billy Merritt?
Like, this is a 600 level 600 he taught in 07.
And then so he showed me the pirate thing. It was like made of. Like everything was made of blocks, looked like Minecraft kind of world. And it was like, here's the pirates so everyone can be pirates. Exactly. And then one was a farm world. And you're on a farm. And I'm like, so there's like 100 of these? And he's like, no, there's 3 of these. I'm like, wait a minute. So every improv scenario, they either had to be a farmer, pirate, and whatever the third one
was. You said 100?
I don't know. Said, I thought
you
it was
must have
infinite.
100 of these. He said, no, 3. Yeah, 3.
We're working it's on infinite. The next 97.
This is infinite, right?
That's so funny. Like, all right, so how much can I expect, sir? So sharks?
And you would perform live involving these people in the story, or how are they a character?
I think it was for teaching, right?
I think his idea was that the teacher would go, okay, now who's going to be the farmer and the pig?
Just because they look like that.
Well, that's the avatars, yeah.
Yeah, but what if you are a farmer VRing in? You're like, I am a farmer, and I have to play a farmer, and I came here to branch out.
The fucking the headset.
Let's cut to that. Let's cut to that glass.
Oh, his headset's starting on fire.
He's a farmer.
Well, I am a farmer. You just take it off, dude. Farmer.
You can't be reality in virtual reality.
What?
It'll break the system. You have to make believe.
The whole system, or
it'll rip a tear in reality itself. Man, you can't go into VR.
That is true, everyone. Can we just calm down and try this again? It is true. You can't play. That's why we only have the pirate scenario and the farmer scenario.
Hold on, just try this again. My brains are scrambled, man. I can't try anything again.
You did that to yourself.
I'm not a farmer.
Okay, granted. Now, I'm on a Vive 2 over here, plugged into a Dell... Radeon.
Okay. Nice setup.
What kind of brain scramble am I looking at here, though?
I don't know, man. I mean, it could be, you know, it depends on how long the system recognized that you were bringing your reality into the virtual reality.
I don't know. My brain's just scrambled, but I'd put it at, you know.
Honey, what are you doing down there? You have to bring the hog to the fair.
I am on a tech support call.
What?
I need tech support. My
we
brain.
Cut to the fair where he's now trying to sell the pig with his scrambled brain.
I just want you to give me a prize, and then we'll haggle. Just give me a prize.
This pig,
there's
I don't
a
know.
Lot of people trying to sell their hogs too.
Yeah,
by the way.
No, I know, but I've got a disability now that's going to require a lot of money and time because my brains were scrambled.
Hey,
I mentioned that.
Hey, I overheard you say your brains were scrambled.
Yeah, it happened in a Vive incident a few minutes ago.
Oh, that's well. Last week I hooked a T-Mobile Sidekick up to a 56K modem and blew my fucking cerebellum out of my head. So I'd like to buy a pig. Yeah. But you are not at a disadvantage, for I, too, have recently scrambled my brains.
Ah, ha, ha. Clever gambit, fellow brain scramble.
Indeed.
Well, you've got me on the back foot, I see. Okay. I will give you
this
pig.
So why don't I make you tell me an offer that I will accept?
Right.
Whenever you're ready, sir.
Do you see those two guys drooling?
It looks like they're communicating.
Back into their level of communication.
Oh, but you see, I've injected the pig with CBD THCV.
Ah, the Ozempic of weed.
Back hours later, they're still going on. The Carney guys are taking the tents down.
Packing it up.
What are we going to do with all these Def Leppard mirrors?
Just leave them out here in the field. A week later, the fair is gone. These guys are still out there haggling.
In the distance, we see nuclear explosions going off in all the major cities of the country.
Zombie hordes coming by and bypassing them because they don't smell them with this weird language.
An alien spaceship like enters through the atmosphere, scanning the land, looking for any proof of life.
They come out drooling and with brains pouring out of their ears and shit.
Ah, looks like we found a couple of fellows down here, didn't we?
Ah, one more jerk off for the pile, I see.
We zoom out to the aliens.
And scene.
That's why white stripes broke up.
In every major city is so funny.
Every major city.
Hey, we didn't get bombed over here in Hoboken. Guys, no worries. It will be a week and a half. We'll all be dead. we're within the radius.
Solar eclipse update. Coming this next Monday, listeners know that I was going to go to
the
Arkansas,
path of totality.
Was in the path of the totality.
Oh, and so what does that mean? It becomes like black hole sun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
dude. Everyone melts.
Their eyes get big.
Why is that lady in a bikini walking a poodle?
So you're not going to the path of totality now?
Well, for a bunch of different reasons. But also, I saw that the weather report was going to be overcast and rainy. Oh. And there's going to be like two. This is a total tourist thing for Arkansas and everyone in this path of the totality. And people renting like space on a farm field.
Yeah, people
tents.
Are like renting like land, like.
Yeah, so they can be directly in the totality where it's completely black for, I think it's 4 to 7 minutes, too, right?
Yeah.
Where? Will we be able to see something in other parts? What will the eclipse look like from LA? Will it look like anything to us? I don't know.
That's a good question. Will the sun be affected where we're in California at all?
I have no idea.
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
I would think so.
I think so. Like, and then like in totality is where you can look at it without glasses. But like outside of it.
Listeners do not believe that. No, absolutely. In totality, in that
4 to 7 minutes, the sun is completely blocked by the moon.
Yeah, but there's a really bright thing all around it. You should never look directly at an eclipse, even during the totality.
Looking at the bomb.
After the totality, as people are driving out, this one van is like bumping into different cars.
I'm fine, dude.
Excuse me.
I'm fine, dude.
Would like a refund? Can we speak to the manager again? Where is he? Manager?
I'm the owner of the farm that you're renting a bit of space on.
Yeah. We spoke to you coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Or one of the people who worked for you said we could look right up at the sun during the totality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't see anything right now.
My eyes have melted out of my head.
I can't see, and my husband's eyes have melted out of his head. I think.
All right, the only reason I know that is because I have that Google thing that tells you what a picture, what's in a picture. I took a picture of my face. Google said it's a man with his eyes melted out of his head.
It's and a man, I thought maybe
it's
just
a man of below average attractiveness with his eyes melted out
Google,
of his head.
Google, please stop. Google, stop. My Google.
It won't stop repeating.
A little sassy.
What are we talking about
it's
here?
It's been ripping me the whole way from the middle of the farm. Keeps driving
it's
back
slightly
in.
Changes the definition every time. It gets more roasty. So
well,
first
why don't
we want to
come
know.
In.
Go ahead.
I'll be
where's
thank
in?
You. How do we get there?
Where are we? I have no idea because you've ruined our eyes.
Well, follow my voice.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
I can do that.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I can do that.
Okay.
This right. is the go. Transom.
What?
<It's a> transom.
You said
I don't
that like
know,
we all know
but the
it.
Realtor said it.
Oh, and you just thought you'd throw it out on us.
This mud room?
Transom. Yeah. Is the little window above the door previously used for ventilation in the early 19th
just wait
century.
For it, though. Just wait for it.
You dumpy cunt.
Dumpy cunt.
Google.
Yeah, I've tried talking. Don't get involved. Yeah.
So is this going to go away in a few hours or what? Because you told us we could look directly
onto
it.
With Keller Williams Realtors.
Are you branded or something?
Huh?
Do you have a brand deal with?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm all right. Cool. Sorry. But
we don't want to buy your house. We
just
want
hashtag ad.
Back.
You just got to say hashtag ad when you're talking to us, so we know that you're about to drop a brand.
Yeah, and don't try to sell us weed either.
Cannabis is illegal in Arkansas.
Sorry, guys.
You fucking dorks.
Yeah. Oh, no. Sorry, guys.
Google's getting nasty now.
Google's getting in on all of us now.
Dorks.
Dorks. It's like an 80s bully.
Let me see. What can I do for you guys?
Where are you? Don't wander off while you're thinking.
We cut 4 hours later and random like farm like corn cobs. He's drawn eyes on them and taped them to our faces.
So you still can't see? Because I would think it would be like a fly's eyes. All the kernels you would have like
see. I can't see anything, but I do feel a little better.
Okay, so I'm going to scratch corn off the list. And, ooh, I have these... old pennies.
That's when people die, you put pennies on their eyes.
Okay.
I think it sounds like a good idea.
Yes.
Why do you always support him?
The Greeks did it to pay the ferrymen to take them
across
the
river Styx. That is correct.
Hey, Google.
Go. What does Google think of my new eyes?
That's correct, you fucking dick breaths. That's right. I was trained on 80s bully AI, so from movies. But of course, the F slur has been taken out, which is maybe
F slur.
Yes,
F a slur now too. Come on.
Indeed, it is. Reminder as Google. This is
me, farmer.
You can't say farmer anymore. Wow.
And scene, because I forgot who everyone's character was. That happens in the 420 show, humans, but no, I won't be going to Arkansas, because you don't want to go there and not see an eclipse on a rainy day.
No.
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 That'd be a bummer, but it's not another one for...
The one time I've been to Arkansas in my life was with maybe all of us.
Favorite.
But definitely, Gamberling and Bette. We did ask out there one time.
Oh, man.
And you went to the game the next day.
Fayetteville, yeah.
And that's when Gamberling, I learned Gamberling's little hotel game he plays, which we've talked about this on podcast before. Yeah. He gets under your, he strips down to his underwear or nothing, gets under your covers hotel. And farts.
Oh, well, God. The farting.
Share a hotel room?
No. You really don't have to share. not if you check in first.
Yeah, I had a later check in. But we were watching, what was it? Was that like Men of Honor?
The Robert De Niro, Cuba Gooding Jr., black people can't scuba dive in the Navy movie.
Oh, he starts like walking across the courtroom.
To prove that he's not too injured to be a Navy diver.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Men of Honor?
We had like 4 hours before the show, and we just went to like... the Carl's Jr. that was in the parking
lot, which was a Hardee's.
Oh, it was a Hardee's, right?
We were like, oh, Carl's Jr.'s Hardee's. The star guy does multiple brand deals.
Yeah.
Theme.
We still got diarrhea.
It was a slash place. It had two different...
No, Hardee's and Carl's Jr. are the same company. Only but some just places named it's called Hardee's and some
West
places
Coast
it's called
Carl's Jr., East Coast Hardee's. Same star logo, same lettering.
Same menu.
What the fuck?
Burgers.
It's bizarre. Why?
We didn't have a Carl's Jr. or Hardee's in New York, though, right? Because I never remembered that. I didn't see it until I moved out here, or Torco back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved that. Hardee's. Was like the highlight of Torco because it wasn't the pay or sharing a room with a snoring improviser. But the highlights were being like Sonic, like being a New Yorker. Yeah.
Sonic
the ones,
fast food.
Yeah, it's like drive through, dude. We gotta go. And it's like you know, rarely living in the city.
Sonic,
rarely
you mean
in
Ruth
cars.
Chris?
Some places, yeah. Some places, Sonic is Ruth Chris.
Oh man, I remember we were.
What else? Sardi's is Friendly's. Sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
Have you ever ordered green burrito or something? That's always like...
I've always wondered, what is the green
It's always
burrito?
Like hybridized with the Carl's Jr.
It's like Carl's Jr. green burrito.
Because yeah, but I'm like, who...
And like a little alarm, someone pushes an alarm underneath the counter, and everyone in the kitchen comes
burrito,
to
man.
It.
Just give me that green burrito.
Not a false alarm. This is a green burrito order.
All right, guys. Green protocol status 1. Begin. Alpha teams, Bravo teams, engage.
We see a trap door open from the basement, and a couple other people come up that we weren't aware of.
One of them is a black diver.
He'll never be strong enough to...
I knew he was real. I knew he was real. I told you.
I doubted you from the jump.
Thanks,
God. Wow.
Sasquatch and the black diver, they're both real.
We have to engage with green protocol. One customer has ordered a green burrito. Engage. Alpha teams, Bravo teams, black diver, of course.
What to do.
Have you guys engaged the protocol yet? I mean,
I'm diving in.
No, you came up.
While he's going.
Oh no!
Oh no! I was standing on the hose.
We cut quickly to the customer. It's just going to be a few more minutes. It doesn't get made as fast as a lot of the other burritos. We cut back
as
to the
Brett,
kitchen.
The customer, watches. He sees like a military truck pull up with a like folded flag. It's being presented. A 21-gun salute is happening. All this is happening behind the Carl's Jr. Four
F-14s fly over.
Red, white, blue smoke.
The wife,
followed by a stealth bomber.
The wife comes in on a helicopter and comes through the...
Excuse me, is this where my husband who ordered the green burrito?
Yeah, that customer out there in the minivan with the huge Soundgarden bumper sticker on it.
Yeah,
the
big that was me.
But if you want to go talk to you got to wear roller skates out to the car.
This woman's husband has just died in the line of duty.
There's rules.
All right, put him on.
In the line of duty. Are you the one who ordered the green burrito?
Yeah, I did. I've never ordered it before.
Exactly. So you ordered something you'd never ordered before, but yet that's what you want.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Who are you? Do you work here?
No, this I is don't.
Black
My husband.
This is the Black Diver's widow.
His name was Carl.
You didn't even know about the Black Diver, did you? You come in here, you think the wheat burrito is just organized?
Carl?
Are you saying I caused all this?
You I don't, just thought this you is... don't have any responsibility.
You have Why zero. Am I... You have zero responsibility here.
Order Someone up. Up.
It's ready.
Oh, good. Thank you.
The green burrito's delivered. There it is.
If you
buddy.
Don't mind, you'll be receiving a survey in your email. If you could give us all 20s, that would be great.
20 out of 20.
Jesus Christ. No, I, this is. What the hell is this? This is a burger.
Hey, man, it's me, Carl. The green burrito's made out of people. That's the secret.
Carl from Carl's Jr.?
No.
Oh.
The Black
Diver. Oh. Colonel. Colonel.
It's Carl. I'm the burrito.
Winslow.
Look down here.
Carl Winslow.
Put some respect on Lieutenant Colonel. Colonel.
Family
Colonel.
Lieutenant Hall. Lieutenant
of course. Colonel. Thank you for your service.
He's a ghost.
I'm not a ghost. I'm in the burrito. This is how they make the green burrito.
Green burrito is people.
And we cut to Brad driving down the highway. And even though that shit just went down, he is hungry. He does bite. He does eat this burrito, and it tastes really fucking good.
Blast in the white stripes, 7 inches.
It's pretty good.
Insane.
Holy damn, shit. He still ate the burrito.
Well, I'm still curious about this green burrito.
Yeah.
Never had it.
So is there a screwdriver or something? I mean, because this, everyone's always like, John, the, well,
the microphone keeps going down.
Can we get, does anybody have a coin or a?
You know, have a pencil in your hand.
Oh, wow.
A pencil?
So try the eraser head part.
What?
Yeah.
Try the David Lynch part. Screwing a screw with rubber?
Yeah.
Come on.
Try the blue velvet part.
Does anybody have a Leatherman?
I don't have my Leatherman on me.
My dad wore a Leatherman clipped to his belt like every single day.
At home, I usually have it.
And my dad carried a butterfly knife at work.
Oh, really? Just in case.
It's Johnny, when you're up at the ladder, sometimes you have one hand on something. He was like an electrician. He's like, sometimes you have one hand on something, you need to cut something, but you can't open a Leatherman with one hand. Mm. I was like, nice. Oh, so you carry a butterfly knife. Okay. Yep. I was like, you got it. Whatever excuse you need to carry a butterfly knife.
That's why I carry.
Yeah. You're also a.
There's no other reason.
You're also a 40-year-old second-degree Taekwondo black belt, so I think the knife has something to do with that.
Oh, shit. Really, John?
Yeah, my dad started taking karate after, like...
No, I knew that part, but is he using the knife?
No, I don't know.
Is that how he got his black belt?
Yeah,
he
he's like,
carried a knife into tournaments.
Yeah, I just stab him, Jetty.
Oh, okay. We've been paying attention. We cut to a moment after disqualification.
Right. Oh, boo, boo!
Penalty!
Hey,
man, come on over here. That's the second tournament you've done this in.
If it was a real fight, would I not use my knife?
Then you got to leave it in the car. All right.
Leave my knife in the car. What if I'm up in the ladder and I got to cut a wire and one hand's already on a light bulb?
This is tournament time. You don't have to be an electrician, okay?
All right.
You know, fool me once. Now you've stabbed two people.
I'm not about to let one of these guys beat my ass out there.
We cut to the next tournament.
Welcome to the Pasadena tournament.
That's the guy that stabs everyone.
I left my knife in the car. I left my knife in the car, okay? She's got a huge monkey wrench in his hand.
And fight.
And his car's right next to him.
Boom. Smash the window of his car with the monkey wrench. Aha! Reaches in, grabs his
Give him the trophy.
Looks like I won again. I left my knife in the car and I won.
You used no moves at all.
I did one move, the stab.
The stab?
Yeah, I took my knife out and I stabbed. That's a move.
We cut to his first day of classes in his new dojo.
All right.
There he is, the guy that's always winning his tabs.
I am undefeated in hand-to-hand combat. And here's how. I don't use my hands. Gather around, students. Everyone.
He just dumps a bunch of butterfly knives onto the floor.
All right, eight-year-old boys and girls.
When eight-year-old picks up one, here's a basket of knives. Stabs him in the stomach immediately. Like,
oh, yes, exactly.
I'm the master now.
The student has become the master. I always knew it would happen. Remember, always pack a knife. It is like a dago to bring a knife to a gunfight.
We cut to the post office like a week later. Yeah, and that new dojo opened up like a week ago. Uh-huh. It doesn't have the same owner like day to day, so I don't know who to deliver the mail to. I go there, and there's always like this new pile of kids and a new kid that says he's the master of the dojo.
We're the U.S. Post Office. We deliver the mail.
I know, but literally the ownership changes as I'm walking into the dojo.
Let me check with the Post Office. Through rain, sleet, snow, or if the owner changes.
Wait, that's not in there.
What if they try to stab me?
Let me check it out. You're worried about getting stabbed. Yeah. Not in there.
Don't deliver the mail if you're concerned.
The next day, they find out that guy did die, and now it's one of their turns to go deliver that mail to the dojo.
An army truck pulls up with a folded flag.
Three tanks roll by.
They're white with the one red and blue stripe with the USPS logo. Everyone's been like local police. The fucking USPS has been buying fucking runoff.
Runs aircraft carrier runs aground.
There's an Apache chopper shooting fucking letters on like a side mounted machine gun, firing mail out.
An old horse wagon with 100 chained Ugandan sex slaves. Oh, Jesus. To be put to death.
And Joe Biden on a jetpack.
Commanders, get them.
Wait, this is a funeral.
We see a German shepherds in the casket ripping the fucking guy apart. Ripping the dead mailman apart. They really weren't man's best friend. This has been hard copy.
Another mailman. Holland.
Your wings are off. You're
looks like sometimes the devil does deliver. Sorry.
Who is this broadcaster?
So I guess. Sorry, I've been talking to a bong mostly. I apologize for that.
I guess TikTok has replaced hard copy shows, right? You just get that kind of shit right away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and like gossip blogs and People magazines, like all their lunch was eaten, like even before probably, you know, with that shit, you could, like blogs ate their lunch.
So this footage
A blog
of,
ate my lunch.
My blog ate my homework.
Sorry, but my blog ate my homework.
So yesterday in Lamb, these guys were driving two really nice cars. I guess one was a Lamborghini in Dallas on the highway, and one was a Kansas City Chief, right? Oh. You guys didn't see this?
I just heard the story that they were looking for him in a connection with the street racing accident.
Well, these days, just cameras are everywhere. Yeah. You cannot get away with something, guys. And first off, someone on their dash cam sees the actual accident happen. Like, you see the swerving, and they're racing. They're racing in, like, early morning traffic, I think. These two really souped-up sports cars. And then you see them, all these football player-sized dudes, like, huge dudes, get out of both sports cars. Oh, and it looks like they just got dropped off by their Uber. Like, and they're escaping the scene of the crime. They're like, we're just going to leave this here.
Leave the car?
Yeah, they just left. They're just in one. I don't know how many of them are whatever.
Liable?
No, I was going to say like famous, but one of them was Kansas City Chief. I don't know if the rest of them are his friends. And who? I don't know if he was driving, but It was so. It was like they just finished the video game. Is what I'm getting to. It's like they just they weren't and they didn't. Definitely no remorse of we just wrecked a bunch of other cars. And not even, and almost no guilt of we better skedaddle like I would have as a 16-year-old. I would have run a little faster.
They might have been in shock.
They didn't even, yeah, but they just seemed like, okay, now on to the next thing. Let's go get something to eat.
Was anybody hurt?
Of not of them, but I know, yeah, they hurt other people.
Oh, jeez.
You saying there's cameras everywhere just makes me think of like why are there still police chases? Like if someone just takes right. off, just be like, the choppers got them, right? Follow them for fucking ever, and or the car has GPS in it.
Like that is how it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to do any of those what are they called, pit stops. You're not supposed to do that anymore.
But they still chase people, like, right? And it's like,
you're supposed to just corral them. You're supposed to just take them to a dead end.
It's usually like if they're like crashing into other cars, jumping out, stealing a car, driving away.
Like, they're like, all right,
if they start doing that, they're like, we got to do something. They're going to go kill somebody or there's somebody in the car. But other than that, they're just supposed to be like, okay, let them go.
Let's say it's 5 days later and they've known where this guy is and he's finally. What would happen?
Man, I just got away. Woo! Yeah, more cocaine for me, baby. Right. I'm untouchable.
All right. Look, my jaw is killing me from sucking your dick since you got here.
All right, babe. You can get up.
All right, thank you. I just need a little break. Yes. Do you want some more food?
Yeah, of course I want some more food. I'm going to live forever.
All right, I'm making dino nuggets.
I feel like we can take our time with this thing. Yum. I mean, we got the burp corralled in a sexy, yummy cul-de-sac. So. Let's say you and I get some breakfast, and then we wrap this thing up later.
Should we wait till they get out of the car to arrest them?
Are you warming these dino nuggets up in the back of the car?
I've got them tucked behind my knees this whole time.
So good.
That's a custom job. That one.
They're ready now. Here's a little brontosaurus for you, sweetie.
yum. Who's this guy?
Man.
Yeah.
Police, we've been pursuing you for the last few days.
Give me some more dino nuggets.
All right, do you want another margarita?
Yeah, sure.
What happens up there, Neil?
What? Tuck me?
Yeah.
Sorry. Right. He won't open the door. Can I just bash it in now? He's not in a car anymore.
I mean, it's such a unique car. I would hate to damage it. I mean, the windows are stained glass. It's like old cathedral windows.
You want a dino nugget, officer? Flamp.
I don't understand these people's tastes anymore.
$500,000 car, $10 fucking dinner.
I'm going to walk around back. So he walks around back of the house car and it starts to move. God damn it.
Lunge.
He walks right past Barbara Sticker, says that if this house car is a rocking, don't come a knocking. And it is a moving. It's a rock. Slow down.
Now what's happening, Neil?
I think they're making love again.
Hey, as long as I make pension.
In the distance, nuclear explosions go off in all major cities.
Oh, they finally got our side of the country.
I'm coming. She puts her hands on the glass of the car as the nuclear explosion hits her like T2.
And there's shadows of the cum shot burned into the mattress.
Bones and cum just evaporated.
Human, to unlock the bonus scene, you must subscribe to the ad-free version of the show, exclusively available at improvforhumans.com.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And then the farmer takes off the VR helmet in the improv class. And the rest of the improvisers just clap.
That was great, man. That was really good. Yeah. How's it feel to not play a farmer?
We're talking to you, man.
Good.
You all right?
Good.
We see the farmer's days. He's forgotten that he was a farmer and what his real reality was.
Everyone in the improv class has long gray beards. That was so good.
Wait, but did my brains get scrambled?
No, that was in the scene.
That was the thing? That was part of the scene?
You're okay, buddy.
Whoa! Oh,
wow, man, okay. That was really good. That
but
was
I
really
am a
good.
Farmer?
You are a farmer, yeah.
Where are you guys?
Huh? ZZ Top.
Bus loves take improv.
Wow.
It's okay, man. It's not level 101 of VR improv. It can be a little buggy and weird when you're first doing it. When you come out of a character, sometimes you're like, am I still that character? Am I real? It's okay.
Yeah.
So I like this. I would maybe buy it, but you're saying the one scenario that is available currently is what we just watched. And of course, I could run us through exactly what we just watched. That what's there. But that's the only scenario
that's the
available.
Scenario
is
the
Carl's
farmer.
Jr. black diver. He gets eaten by the guy.
No,
all that.
No, he suffocates.
Oh, he suffocates. He suffocates, right? But then he gets eaten eventually because he's turned into Green Burrito.
He's the Green.
Yeah.
So we got a deal.
That's right. Me, Mr. Wonderful, I'm in. Dun, 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 dun.
I'll go in on that with you if he'll have me.
Dun 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 dun.
Black Hole Sun.
Shark Tank, man. That was an episode of Shark Tank. Next week on Shark Tank.
It's okay. And we see a bunch of people as the totality disappears. And some have been looking right at it. And they're like, oh, I still can't see. See, that was, it did work.
Yeah.
That was amazing. I'm glad I came. That weather report ended up being wrong. And it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Yeah, that's what I like about it. It's not fake, like VR or all the shit they make
real.
In Hollywood.
No, man, this is real fucking life right here, man. This is real shit right here,
This
dude.
Is the transit of the fucking moon we're talking about.
Yeah, man, we're fucking talking about three different celestial beings being in full alignment. Four if you count yourself, man. This is the fucking real shit, man. Yeah.
It's always an eclipse somewhere.
Hey, I don't want to like say no to what you said, but I was trying to say how great it was what we just experienced because it comes once every 40 years. There's not an eclipse always somewhere.
It's always happening, you know? I agree with you.
I think I know what he's saying. Like metaphorically, if you look deeper into life, you can find something that is
like an
eclipse.
I'll agree with that.
And physically. There's always an eclipse. You could get a Greyhound bus and just follow it forever.
Metaphorically, yeah, man.
No, his theories sound crazy, but we did the research. There is a gravity well that is invisible to us in our solar system that causes there to be an eclipse.
Told you.
He's a genius. He can see things. It would take me a lifetime to work out those quantum.
Thanks, Stephen Hawking.
You know,
I love the upgrade in the OS on the voice.
It's more natural, right?
Yeah.
And seeing humans, this has been 420. Ooh, all the humans, the high improv students clap.
Finally, we can get stoned.
Oh, yeah. Pass that back over here. We should all do a final.
A plug rip.
On that.
A plug rip.
Literally plug. So once you start, John. It'll be relevant to you.
Oh, this episode's coming out on 420, so.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, so I have a 420. The Mega Sesh is at Dynasty Typewriter Saturday night. There maybe is still tickets on sale. There are definitely still live stream tickets. I haven't asked any of the guests yet, but I have their email addresses. And come on down, we'll be getting super baked and doing some comedy, and there'll be some fun swag giveaways as well. We'll have some swag giveaways. The 420 Megasets, you get tickets at 420.gabrus.com. 420.gabrus.
One day at those swag giveaways, it's going to be actual swag. It's going to be actual weed. Can't do that yet, right?
No, I think that's still a little frowned upon. But if I don't talk about it now and it happens by accident, like,
whoa!
Just saying. Just saying.
Shit. Gimberlicking. Where can we talk to you on social media or see you around?
Yeah, what's your cell phone number?
Instagram, Twitter. I never post anything much, so I wouldn't expect much. I would, you know, you can look if you'd like.
They could compliment you.
Yes. Yes.
There you go. Coked and done.
Hey.
Always going to Vancouver. I know always. You're not going there.
The Coover Cougar has arrived. Here he is.
Hey, you know. Check out the second season of The Recruit sometime at the end of this year, next year. And you can follow me at Captain Dope, Instagram, and Threads. I'm not on X, but I think there is an account there that you can see all my old stuff.
Yeah.
The classics.
Brett, it's been another fun 420. This comes out maybe a little bit before. So if you're listening and you're a 420 fan, maybe tell the 420 people in your life would be a way to plug this episode. Right, Brett? Anything else in this 420 you'd like to mention?
Respect. That's it. I think that's it.
Yeah. Sesh, you know.
Brett's talking into a bong right now. Yeah. That's okay.
Watch Destroy All Humans or Destroy All Neighbors. I got it.
Sounds good.
It's a video game, right?
It's a movie.
Destroy All Humans.
Destroy All Humans is a video game, yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right, I'll play that game and not watch your stupid.
Yeah. Thanks.
Keeping human.
Bye. Roll that shit. Like that shit. Smoke it.
Improv for Humans is produced by Matt Besser and Brett Morris. Please rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. For ad-free archives, bonus scenes from the new episodes, exclusive Discord access, new deep dive podcasts into the craft of improv, plus music and sci-fi bonus shows and premium limited series. Go to improvforhumans.com and sign up for the Roll of Four plan. Only $4 a month, or $40 a year. By subscribing, you are giving us the ability to pay our brilliant guests, and giving us all a platform for more interaction, and lots more comedy. Yeah.